We started off last week with an introduction from Manjivadra, where we began by looking at the wheel of life. We saw ourselves spinning around the wheel of life, carried round and round by our inveterate propensities, by all those deeply ingrained habits that we hardly notice, but they just make up the bundle that we call ourselves. And we saw how through awareness we can begin to open up a gap, open up a doorway that enables us to begin to see the workings of those habits, begin to see the possibility of actually having a choice. We don't have to be just swept on and round and round. We actually can have a choice. We can actually begin to recreate ourselves anew. We can open up this doorway of awareness and just the importance of mindfulness in terms of opening up this doorway, and how as we open up this doorway we can begin to step off this wheel that goes round and round onto a spiral path, and a spiral path of creative open-ended possibilities that finds its realization in this vision of the mandala of the five jinnas, the five conquerors, the five Buddhas. We saw how this mandala that represents, if you like, the highest and most beautiful possibilities that are there in us as human beings, can be entered and explored through this same doorway that is there all the time, ever present in each moment in our lives. How we can enter this magic circle of the mandala of the five Buddhas, or this temple of the five jinnas. And how, as we enter this world, we enter a world of the imagination, a world of once upon a time, a world out of time, where a whole new dimension of possibility, of beauty, of magic, of mystery that is there in life can begin to unfold for us. And as we entered into this mysterious mandala, this magical circle, we first of all came across a wrathful figure. A wrathful figure, a terrifying figure that seemed incredibly threatening, overwhelming, awful. And we saw how this figure seems terrifying because our sense of self, our sense of a me that doesn't want to change is threatened. But how when we begin to let go of that, when we begin to let go, when we stop holding on so tightly to this sense of me, when we begin to open our hearts to all that is there as possible in us, in the world, then that terrifying figure becomes immediately a figure that's radiant, beautiful, inviting. And so this terrifying figure that we met as we entered through the east of the mandala transformed into the beautiful, radiant, dark blue figure of a Kshobhya. This figure with his hand reaching down to touch the earth. This mudra, this gesture of touching the earth. This dark blue Buddha with his mirror-like wisdom, his unshakability. This dark blue Buddha whose emblem is the Vajra, the diamond thunderbolt that breaks through all obstacles. And then we travelled on. We travelled on round towards the south. And there we met the golden Buddha of the south, Ratnasambhava. His hand stretched out, his right hand stretched out in the gesture of giving, that beautiful gesture of open-handed, open-hearted generosity. Ratnasambhava, his animal, the animal of his throne, the white horse streaming with bright, free energy. Ratnasambhava, golden, the jewel ball, full of riches, full of beauty. And tonight we travel on. We travel on round to the west and we meet Amitabha, the ruby-red Buddha of the west. So in these talks, we're not just wanting to impart information to you about Buddhism and about the Buddhas. What we're wanting to do as we explore this mandala of the five jhanas is to dwell on the qualities of the Buddha, dwell on the qualities of the enlightened mind. It's been said, what we dwell on, that we become. And it's well worth asking ourselves, well, what do we habitually dwell on? What sort of images do we dwell on? How many of you here, for example, have been to see Alien Resurrection recently? Yeah. How many of you have had the images of a film like that sort of embedded in your consciousness and sort of very difficult to get out for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And you know, how many of us have actually dwelt regularly on a figure like that of the Buddha, a figure like that of Amitabha, figures that actually represent what is highest and most beautiful in us as human beings? Now, I think it's well worth asking ourselves what we dwell on. Where are our minds resting, hour by hour, minute by minute through the day? What are we actually making ourselves and of ourselves through what we dwell on?